Track 4, Galtina. This month, Galtina goes back to her beginnings.
I was born at an early age, you know, and I cried just like a baby. I was born in Swordston. I was on the B1113 route, that's between Mulbarton and Keswick. Most people know Swordston as where Edith Cavell come from, her father. Well, he was a rector in that parish for some 46 years. Poor Edith, she helped the soldiers escape in France, regardless of their nationality, and died for her kindness. The Common Swordston is also famous for the cricket club. That's all Swordston's famous for, not me. I was the youngest of nine, you know, nine kids. Well, I still am, actually. And my real name is Patrina, but I don't like that. That was an old midwife who named me, because being the last one to be born and nine kids, my mother, she didn't care. She said, well, you name her. Well, cause the old midwife, she said, well, I've got a book. She said, and the gal in there, well, she's called Patrina. Mother say, well, that'll do, she say. And she looked at her watch. She said, and that's now 4:45 in the morning, she say. So her middle name can be Dawn. But I was very, very fortunate, because my father say my brother was nearly called 6 7/8, because they pulled his name out of a hat. Old Billy, you know, he was in the pub with a couple of his mates, and they were talking about names, and one of Billy's mates, he said, because he said, we called our son George, he said, after St. George's Day. And the other one say, well, we called ours David, he said, after St. David's Day. Billy say, ain't that a rum? And he say, the same thing happened, he said, with us and our son Pancake. I had two wonderful Norfolk parents, you know. My mother, she was born in East Carlton. And my father, well, he was a Barbara boy. And their first house, if you go to Barbara, there used to be a little old post office there, and just on the side of the post office was a little old lean-to. That had a little old low-level sink and an outside toilet, but that was only that little old lean-to that they rented. My mum, she was a good cook. She could make a meal out of anything, and another thing what my mother was good at was saying what she thought, no matter who she offended. In the early 80s, I started work at Startright Shoe Factory, and Mother used to come down there and see me some dinner times. Well, this specific time, Prince Ed Anne had been around Norwich to have a look at the factories and one thing and another, and her entourage was got to go through Maglan Gate. So what the shopkeepers were got to do, they were got to close all the doors, so they could all stand outside and watch her go past. Well, my mother didn't know anything about this, so she sort of proceeded to go into the bargain centre, which she loved. And the bloke said, excuse me, he said, you'll have to go out, my dear, he said. We're going to lock the doors, because Princess Anne is coming. She said, I don't blame you, boy. I wouldn't want her in my house either. Well, how embarrassing. Anyway, I'm now going to read you a little old poem I did my mother on Mother's Day 1 year. Mother's Day, a day of thanks, a day for mums to rest, to let your mother know that to you she is the best. A day when thoughts can wander, when a mother ain't forgot, whether still that thou here with us, or indeed like mine, thou not. A mother can be funny when you think of what they say, when you're playing in the garden and they shout across the way, now get you off that tree branch, that's dangerous, you'll see. And if you fall and break your leg, well, don't you run to me. Another one my mum would say, and quite often I'd get flack, is make sure you got your vest on, gal, you'll get cold in your back. Now to you this might sound normal, she worried, but I mean, I did feel quite embarrassed because I had just turned 18. She'd allus be a singing in the kitchen, on the loo. I'd tut and raise me eyebrows, but now I find I do it too. My mother was so clever, she'd cook and sew for days. I ain't the best cook in the world, I got my father's ways. My mum was kind and loving, and nothing was a chore. She enjoyed her home and family and didn't ask for nothing more. So if you feel like me, that you have the perfect mother, then take the time to tell her thanks and that you really love her. Cheerio.
Bye, gal. I really love the idea of calling a son 6 7/8.